Now that we learned about the Truma and even the Hitzos Hadeshin over here now in the beginning of the second Perek, we have the next Chelek of Avodah. It's Gerada in the same Parsha, in the beginning of Parsha, Tzav. The Pasuk says, Tzav ves Aaron ves Bonov lemor zoiz teras ho'ilo hi ho'ilo al mo'ikdo al ha'mizbeach kol ha'layla. The Torah over here talks about the Eish ha'mizbeach tukaboy, the Zemitzis ha'sei of lighting the fire al gabi ha'mizbeach. There's also a lois ha'sei ve'eish al ha'mizbeach tukaboy lois sich bez alav. And then in the same psukim, the Torah says, V'lovash ha'koyin, he puts on the big day kuna mi day vad, v'herim sadesh, ha'shtar ha'loish ha'sei al ha'mizbeach v'som ha'etz al ha'mizbeach. This is the avodah of the Truma Sadeshin. And then there's another pasuk, Vahitzi, as Sadeshin of Yichus Lamakna. That's what we had in the last Mishnah. Are those one, and they have the same dinim, that's a chelik of the Yoim Yoimi, like lighting the Mizbeach and the Truma Sadeshin, or is the Hitzah Sadeshin separate? So now we're up to the chelik of the Atzei HaMarocha, and the Mishnah is going to describe what exactly is Nichlal in the mitzvahs say that's Eish Tomid Tukar Al HaMizbeach. Chazal understand that it's clear in the Psukim that there's not only one fire Al Gabi HaMizbeach, there's at least several, because the Pasuk says, Hi Ho'ilo Al Moikto Al HaMizbeach, and then says, Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tukar Boy. And the Shaila is, in Yuman, the fourth parak, whether there's other Marochas, other systems of Eish, with Eitzim besides and beyond the two Marochas that are going to be described over here. So these are described as the Eish al HaMizbeach. And then the Pasuk also says, Ubir Oleh HaKoyen Eitzim. The Torah doesn't refer to it as Eish. Eish is a whole Marocha. That's what's called Beloshen Chazal, a Marocha of logs in a certain place, and that was a fire. There's also a Nesinas Eitzim, which is not a whole pile, but it's putting a few pieces. This is what's called the avodah of Shnei Gizri Eitzim. We say in Karbonis in the morning. There was an avodah of Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Bikiyos, they're long sticks, and they were put on the Marocha. That's the Ubir Eitzim. This was done twice a day. This is a chelik be'etzim, the lomdus. It's a chelik with avodah sakorben, atomid. It's a chelik of the Seder Korban Atomid. That Trumas Hadeshin and the Hitzos Hadeshin, if it was done daily, is not a chelik of that. That's a hachono for the whole Seder Avodah Sayyim. But here, this is a chelik, you see it that way in the Brice of Abaye Havim Misadis, the Seder Avodah that we say at the end of Korbanos in the morning. The Brice, which is really Geboit and Shittas Abishol and Mesechus Yuma, it's not for now, but the Shnei Gizri Eitzim was a chelik of the Avodas HaTomid. Ad kedei kach, that the Gemara in Yuma says, this is one of the Avodas, which is a proper Avodas, Avodas Gemar, Beloshna Gemara in Zvochim, only an Avodas Gemar, not a part of Avodas, not the beginning of Avodas, an Avodas that finishes off and makes a chalois of an Avodas, a fartig Avodas, carries with it the full oinish with a zor dozer of chi misim de shemaim. This is one of the avoidis. The arichas shnei etzim is kasher by yoim. The sidu hamarocha is not so much a maisa avoida to be misada the marocha. It's a din that the marocha should be there. There should be eish al hamizbeach tukad boy. It's more in the being done. The mizbeach should have etzim. Hashenken over here, this is a maisa avoida. Like chelik korban atom, like any other ma'aseh avodah, it's only kosher by yom. So that's the hakdama over here. The ma'aseh, what's interesting is that in the Seder Avodah, the Gemara says in Yuma, that the one who was zoicha, the kohen that was zoicha in the pious of the Trumas Hadeshim, was also zoicha in the Sidah HaMarocha and in the Aricha Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, even though we said in the Lomdus, the Choluk. But the ma'aseh, he was zoicha in them together, because at the end of the day, they're all preludes to the Etzim Avodas Korban HaTomid, so Chazal put it together as one pious. If he wants, he could invite another kohen along with him, but l'maisa, it was his chus. Hechelu malam begizvin l'sada eish ha'marocha. After the grifas ha'ofer b'roish ha'mizbeach, and putting it on the tapuach, there was a mokoyim now on the marocha, on the Eitzim, since it was cleared off of the Evorim, shalei nisakim, the Pedorim, from Korban HaShalesmael. So they would start piling up the Gizrei Eitzim to be Mesada the Eish HaMarocha. V'chikol lo Eitzim k'sherim l'marocha, and Tassant the Mishnah asked it as a Shaila. You look at the Mefarshim over here, Kanira, there's the Lashon of the Mishnah, which you have in the Mishnah in Idias also, where this was the Nusach, the way it was said in the Beis Medrash, and this is the way it was recorded in the Seder Mishnah as a Shailah. Because the Mishnah says, Malam Begizun, any type of branches. So it was asked in the Beis Medrash, V'chikola Yitzikun K'shem L'marocha, Hain, and that's why it says Hain. Again, there's a Mishnah in Idias in the first parak, where Chayav Adam Lem Bolshen Rabboi, and Hillel says over Kabbalah that he has from Shmayev Avtayim Beloshen Hin, instead of yes, in, Beloshen HaGemara. Kolo Eitzim K'shem L'marocha, true, all the Eitzim K'shem L'marocha, Chutz, Mishal Zayis Mishal Geffen, they were not used. The reason why they were not used is different. Mufarshim, the Rav brings down that if people would cut Atzei Zayis and Atzei Geffen, they would start cutting down all the fruitful trees with the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. It would be a threat to the Shefa of Eretz Yisrael. The Rav also brings another pirush, which the Rishonim said these two types of wood produce a lot of smoke, so it would choke out the deshen right away, and the Eish HaMarocha wouldn't go up kohigen. So the Lashon of Kolo Eitzim Ksherim over here really means, in its proper sense, Roivo Eitzim Ksherim. Avo Be'elu Regilum, Maisa, there was a Regilus. They used to use Murbiois, Shel Te'enov, Shel Egel, Shel Eitzim. Murbiois is long branches. You have this Lashon also by Hoshanis. The long Hoshanis, the long Aravis are called Murbiois in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishnayis, in Sukkim. So these were Murbiois, Shel Te'enov, Shel Egois, Shel Eitzim. These were the ones that were used. The Eitz Shemen over here is not Zayis. Eitz Shemen over here, the Mefarshim says the Rab brings down from the Gemara and Bava Basra, is the Eitz that they would take Shemen off Farsamoy. It's a type of cedar tree, type of mini Erez, but it's not, has no Shaykhis with Eitz Zayis. Mishnah Dal. Sida Marocha Gedele Mizrocha. We continue in the Avoida of the Sid, of the being Mesader, the Atzei HaMarocha. There was a Marocha Gedoyla that was on the Tzad HaMizrach of the Rosh HaMizbeach. The Rosh HaGizun HaPnimim Hoyu, the Gizun that were on the inside, towards the middle of the Mizbeach, were reached so far in that they were Noigim B'Tapuach, that was in the middle of the Mizbeach. The Reva Choyu Ben HaGizun, they made space between the actual branches, Shoyu Matzisin Esvalito, they would ignite the thinner branches, Misham. You look at the Mefarshim, the way it was made was like a crisscross. One went from Mizrach, one went from Mairiv, then one went from Tzof, and one went from Doran. So Mela, because of the crisscross, there's always going to be spaces, like in any checkerboard design. The Alita is Miloshin Alya, it's like the tail, it sticks out, there were little pieces that stuck out, and there, that's where they would ignite, and that would be able to effectively catch on to the whole Atzei HaMarocha. This was the first Marocha. You look at the Rav over here, he brings down that the reason why the first Marocha is called Marocha Gedoylo, the one inside the Mizrach of the Rosh Mizbeach, is because there were three Marochas in the Seder. We pointed out two in the Seder Apsuch. One was the Marocha Gedoylo that the Sreifas HaTomid was there. There was a Marocha that was lesser than, it was less than, it's called Marocha Shel Keteris. That was a special Marocha where they took Gicholim in a machta, in the pan, to be makta the Keteris that was done by Boike Ben Ho'abayim, the Seder Avodah. One coin would go inside the Kodesh to be makta Keteris. The Gicholim were taken from a Marocha Shnia. The Marocha Shlishis is Vo'esh Al HaMizbeach Tukat Boi, is what's called Beloshen Chazal. The Rab brings Marocha Shlishis Shal Kiyum O'esh. The Keteris is not for any functional purpose. There has to be an Esh. It's very interesting. You look at, we'll just point out a thought, Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch talks about this, Barichus. In the Psukim in Yecheskel, the Mizbeach has an interesting name. The name is Harel, the mountain of Hashem. Which mountain of Hashem? And he proves, Reb Hirsch, and it's really Mavur in the Psukim in Yecheskel, that the Mizbeach was a Hemshech of Har Sinai. The Eish Al HaMizbeach was a Hemshech of the Eish with which Torah HaKadosh was given. Very powerful and very inspiring thought. The Seder HaTomid every day is the same way a Yid has to learn Torah every day. There's an Eish that's Nimshach from Har Sinai every single day, from Yemois Har Sinai until the end of time. And that Eish is Tmidi, and it's every single day. And that's why there was a separate fire that was not related to a functional reason of the Seidu HaVoida. All it was there that there should be the Eish HaMezbeach Tukavoy. That's why there's a separate Lav. And it's also Mavur and Chazal that even though there's an Eish Yorda Gabi HaMezbeach, that's the Eish of Har Sinai, but the Kahanim had to light a fire. There was a need to make a fire despite the fact that the Mishkan and the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, not but in the Bayis Rishon, it was an Eish that was Yorda Gabi HaMezbeach. Why did it have to be that way? Because that's the Tzuris HaDvarim. We're Makabal Torah from Har Sinai, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have to do our part, Milamato. That's the symbolism of these issues.